Travelogue, page 1. The big day, 13.7 billion years ago, my stellar odyssey begins in the farthest reaches of the universe, in the depths of space and time. I hear a bang, a big bang. Matter is black, deeply luminous. Around the Earth, the stars sketch out imaginary figures in the sky, the constellations. These are my touchstones, windows into past dreams, and voyages yet to come. Travelogue, page 2. I have now been here, on planet Earth, for 4.5 billion years. I look towards the sun and feel its unstoppable force of attraction. I gaze around at our neighbors. Together, they waltz and whirl around our star, deftly orchestrated by our invisible conductor, gravity. Time passes. I count the hours, the nights, the days. 365.2425 is how many it takes, more or less, to complete a full revolution at 107,000 kilometers per hour. 30 kilometers a second. Travelogue, page 3. Just moments into its life, the Earth is struck by a massive celestial body the size of Mars. Billions of debris are propelled into space. Held by the power of terrestrial gravity, they amass in a cosmic ballet to form the Moon. Travelogue, page 4. It was a long time ago when I first caught sight of it. Or rather, I first lost sight of it. And I understood why. The Earth, the Moon, and the Sun play hide and seek in an endless ballet choreographed to perfection. This causes an eclipse of the sun, and day becomes night. Travelogue, page 5. Its name is 109P Swift Tuttle. It's a loyal friend who comes to see me regularly, every 133 years. that is you. I capture the movements of the universe. That great mechanism at the juncture of art and science.